So what I'll be presenting on today is Worksite Wellness, Improving Work Environments for Policies for a Healthier Place. Something I wanted to just show was this map was created by my graphic artist. And all my colleagues are doing an amazing job and actually talking about research and the work that they've done. My presentation is slightly different in that I'm talking about more at the Public Health Department, what we did to really implement Worksite Wellness for us. So what I did was I went on Google Maps, or Google Earth, I mapped out my routes, and my wonderful graphic artist went around, took pictures, and did the character, and developed this walking map for our employees. And so we found that adding something fun such as this makes engaging workplace wellness a little bit more fun. For this presentation, I have no relationships to disclose. So a little bit about me, where I'm from, what is the program I'm with. I'm with an initiative funded by the California Endowment called Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program, CROP. So there is my lovely state of California, and I'm at the very southernmost county called Kern County, Bakersfield, California. Now in California, just like weather here in Denver, we have very many sunny days. So you would think getting around walking is not a problem. But one of the problems we face in Southern California is really poor air quality, and that becomes a real issue to ensure worksite wellness employees getting out and taking part of healthy activities. Part of our goal with the California Endowment is the 8-county-wide initiative, and we are working at making environmental and policy changes. So, who are we and what were we doing? The Public Health Department, we are the main agency in our county tasked to promote the community's health, but the real social injustice was this. We are staff who sit at desk for 8 hours a day, have very little movement. We ourselves are not taking the stairs or walking around. We have unhealthy vending machines, and yet we are asked to promote the community's health. We had a countywide worksite wellness program that was very underutilized. That was another problem. And so here we were, and we were thinking, how do we get our own staff moving? Well, my partner does amazing work in communities. She does community organizing. And she went into a community, and a community who empowered themselves and said, we want to take back our community, and one thing we can do to make our park safe is start walking. So I started to look at these women. I thought, this is a great idea. Let's start simple. How about we simply start walking? So in 2008 was the first steps of the Worksite Wellness program at the Public Health Department. Part of the Worksite Wellness program included the walking club, and in addition we had free quarterly health screenings, brown bag lunch series, additional programs such as The Biggest Loser. Now the big thing was to get buy-in from upper management to say we need to have our staff taking the stairs. Risk management saying, women in stilettos walking stairs, that's a real risk and liability concern. How about insurance rates going up because we're sitting all the time and having to take medication for blood pressure or diabetes? Which is your greater concern? Increasing insurance rates or women walking the stairs, men and women taking part? So Risk Council, County Management worked with us and said, how can we work with creating worksite wellness that would be very safe, producing low risk? Upper management was the big support, but I have an amazing director who I work with who thinks outside the box and said, we need to be doing this, encouraging our own staff to taking part in worksite wellness. So the map that you saw got developed in about 2008. That was the first piece. And in 2009, in February, we actually launched the walking club. We picked a really strategic time to launch the walking club in that many of our staff were going to be engaged in various community events. With the partnership with the Lung Association, the Asthma Walk was coming up. March of Dimes walk was coming up. The Relay for Life, which is our national cancer walk, was coming up. Pretty soon was going to be the Juvenile Diabetes Walk. All of our public health staff take part in some of these community events. So we encourage staff, start getting ready for these big walks by starting to walk on our own campus. We started our walking club in 2009 during the kickoff of Public Health Month. Part of our walking club is we introduced a membership card. So very much like when you join a gym, you get your own membership. We created our own membership card. And with the walking map and the membership card, everybody received a contract. Basically, this contract served two purposes. One, a buddy system. Find a partner that you are willing to walk with. Sign that contract. Make it a real contract. Pledge. How many days a week do you want to walk? How many distance? Right now, I can only walk 2 days a week, and maybe it's only to the flagpole and back. whatever it may be, but take part in the buddy system. Number two, security in numbers. We are located in not the safest neighborhood. Our public health department, low-income neighborhood, high traffic area. We want to ensure that people are walking in groups to encourage safety. And the other thing was a log sheet. So we gave them a log sheet to track how many miles or how much distance we're walking, kind of to build an incentive program which they can turn in that log sheet to receive some incentive gifts. The public health department sits on a county property with 2,000 employees, county hospital, juvenile justice, mental health. So this wasn't just launched for public health employees. For all 2,000 employees, we were doling out our walking club program. And so we saw slowly people taking interest. And so the momentum not only began to grow, it began to walk. After we launched our walking club, right around the time of walking club, we encouraged quarterly health screenings. We started with free health screenings. For every permanent county employee who chose to take part in a health screening, we were to offer total cholesterol, blood glucose, body fat testing, blood pressure, resting pulse rate. The real key to this is we encouraged employees, save the time to go to your own doctor. You're going to lose that time, drive, make a co-payment, do the same stuff that we can do for you. What this then does is you've got baseline numbers. If any you're concerned of your baseline numbers, take this report and see your doctor, but this is your baseline. And what we found is one or two of our employees had very high blood pressure that we caught at this blood screening, at this health screening, that they didn't know they're walking around with such high blood pressure. The final piece to our worksite wellness is the quarterly health, the brown bag lunch series. Our brown bag lunch series were basically classes geared on general nutrition, health, physical activity. We stagger our classes. If the first one is something education, the next one would be physical activity. So the first one is brown bagging it, how to pack a healthy brown bag lunch. Then our next one is fitness for busy bodies. What can you do at your desk? So we try to alternate the classes between didactic and physical activity. The classes are geared around lunch hour, 12:30 to 1:30. Announcements made countywide, and we encourage them to bring your healthy lunch or any lunch, but come and with your colleagues to attend the brown bag lunch series. A big part of a public health department for us has been branding. Now, most public health departments don't Well, I shouldn't say most, but in our area in Central Valley, branding hasn't been the biggest thing. But we, as a public health agency, really believe in driving the message home. So what we've done is we created, my graphic artist created this man and woman on a brisk walk, and this is the logo, the branding that's placed on all our employee wellness worksite materials. So when we go to another county agency, even before we say worksite wellness, they see this and they say, yes, we know what this is about. So we've branded our worksite wellness image with the tagline, here's to your wellness at the workplace. It's a big thing. We utilized materials that were already developed, adapted those, and then branded it. A big part of this branding message is just to promote the health, and that health is a really big part of what we're supporting. So what are our success stories? 2 years later, we still have staff who are walking. The momentum is not as high as it was at first. You know, you had 100 people out there walking, it slowly is weighing down. But we still have 40 to 50 people from the public health department walking, not including the other county agencies who are walking as well. What that does for us is it shows that there is still momentum and interest. And for some people, walking has become very much part of their workplace, just like checking emails. Get in, get their cup of coffee, check emails, 9:30 go for their walk, come back, check their blood pressure, and then get back to their work. What walking has done is reduce some sick days, it's helped some staff decrease medication use, it's helped some staff lose that 5 pounds. Whatever the individual motivation is, it's really helped them to continue on. Now, I had to approach it kind of in a backwards way. I first went to upper management and said, let me put this program into place. Now, 2 years later, we have this program in place. I was able to then get a policy adopted. Not your traditional way. Usually you get a policy adopted, then you show implementation. In this case, I implemented the program, and then it was easier for me to get the policy adopted. Public health department now is become providing technical support to other agencies of how to get their own staff up and walking. Our wellness policy has been shared not only county agencies, but major agriculture companies in the Central Valley, such as Paramount Farms and all the nuts and pistachios. They've taken our worksite wellness policy and they're interested as well. The other thing we'd like to do is bring on circuit training. We have a room very similar to this, you know, education session, where we clear it out, we have enough rooms. So we want to develop circuit training, so sessions, areas where people could come on their lunch break and kind of just do physical fitness right there at all levels, whether you have disabilities and you need to be sitting and using flex bands or you want to use a step. Now, again, the same issue, county council, what's the risk involved? How if employees get hurt, so we're working through all that. So that always comes up. But again, my argument to them, we have a healthier work staff than if we don't employ this at all. If you can see your insurance rates going up, that's the big thing we're facing in our county, one of the things. So if I were to replicate this model, what are some of the things I would do again? I would keep all the components, walking, very safe, slow, easy, and you want to start it slow. The health screens, we have a lot of people who like to do the free health screenings, brown bag lunch series, but a real, real key piece is really acknowledge those who are taking part in it, whether it be through a quarterly newsletter, whatever system your agency uses, emails, newsletters, certificates, some sort of acknowledgement. People like to be known and recognized that the work that they're doing and they're seeing that they're making a difference. That's a key thing. So, public health, again, we have to take care of the health of our own staff, but since, and we're also charged with taking care of the health of the community. Since employing worksite wellness, it is a really important thing for us to send home the message, healthy staff relate to healthy community. And we're seeing that with many of our employees taking part in worksite wellness, this is translating largely to the community. Something our public health department has done, we develop our own show called To Your Health. We focus on all areas of health, wellness, projects going on in the community. This is our director here who's interviewing one of the young students at a school. They're promoting health on their own school site, farmers markets, and the students who are going for a walk. So one thing we do in public health, we acknowledge our partners who are also taking part of health and wellness, not only for us, but it's a community, it's a partnership event. That is the conclusion of my presentation. Thank you.